What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to it's Friday, Joe. We've got this. It's just locked up. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phones, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And so let's just get right on into it, because there's a lot of stuff going on here. Tomorrow, of course, is the 50th anniversary of the walk on the moon, the landing of Apollo 11 on the moon. I remember very clearly where I was, what I was doing when that landing happened. I remember being very frustrated that they weren't going to do the walk on the moon for a while. And then, of course, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin said, can't possibly sleep now. We're going to do the walk on the moon now. And I remember, you know, running out and talking to my mother and my aunt. We were actually visiting my Aunt Mary at the time in New Hampshire, and just say, they're on the moon. They are on the moon. And the attitude was kind of like, you know, well, wow. Which it ought to have been. It was a wow moment. And we watched the walk on the moon. And it was inspiring. It was encouraging. And I remember, you know, the race to the moon was a challenge by Kennedy to the American people in response to Russia's early successes in space, starting with Sputnik, which was broadcasting a radio beacon that any shortwave ham operator could pick up. It was a PR stunt, really, is what it was. And then they launched Laika, the dog. And then they launched Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space. And then Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman in space. And so we were playing catch-up, but catch-up we did. And on Apollo 11, during the race to the moon, there was, most people don't remember this, but there was a Russian probe as well that was trying to scoop up a sample and come back to Earth just to say, we got a piece of the moon before you did, even though you had men up there. But the Russian probe crashed, and that was kind of the end of that here. And it was an inspiring time. Everybody was building models of the Mercury and the Gemini and the Apollo spacecraft and the Saturn V. I remember I built a model of the Saturn V rocket, which I kept until we'd actually moved to Southern California, and then it got destroyed in the Sylmar earthquake. I had this beautiful Gemini capsule model I built, and I had drilled through the instrument panel with this micro drill and thrown all these fiber optics in there so I could turn it on and the instrument panel would light up. I was very proud of that one. And yeah, it captured the imagination of the nation for the most part. And I know a lot of the nation didn't really stay caught up in Apollo. In fact, on Apollo 13, by the time Apollo 13 came around, Nixon was thinking about canceling the rest of the program because he wanted to spend the money bombing Vietnam. But Apollo 13, as dangerous as it was for the flight crew, rekindled public interest, and Nixon felt he couldn't cancel the program at that point. And of course, the remains of the Apollo missions are still there on the moon. The flags are bleached white from the sun. The laser ranging retroreflectors are all still there and still usable. People are still using them. Some of the other instruments from the ALSEPs are still working as well. And of course, the lower stages from all of the LEMs are still there as well. And Apollo 11, including that little plaque. Here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 20th. We came in peace for all mankind. If only that had been so. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Okay, so getting on back to Jeffrey Epstein, a lot of people are still talking about that case here. And the question is now coming on out. Pardon me. How many of Epstein's famous friends knew what he was up to? You know, we all know he got this sweetheart deal. You know, he went to county jail for like 13 months. Should have gone to prison for life. And Alex Acosta, who arranged the sweetheart deal in 2008 and who recently resigned as Secretary of Labor, claimed that the mysterious billionaire had worked for intelligence without saying exactly who. So the guy was definitely a spook. We don't know exactly who for. Probably CIA, possibly Mossad, possibly both. The question is, how many of the powerful and influential people in this country does Epstein have videotapes on of them with underage young girls? And how much is Epstein controlling these individuals with threats of releasing those videotapes? Over in Turkey, as you know, they bought the Russian S-400 system, and the United States threw a tantrum and said, well, you can't buy our F-35. You know, gosh darn you, you can't have that fighter plane, which is very expensive. It doesn't work very well. Russia's Rostec has stepped in to fill the gap and said it's ready to sell the Sukhoi 35 fighters to Turkey. And Russia's ready to discuss supplying the Su-35 fighters to Turkey and saying if Turkey wants them, we'll work out the deliveries. We have no particular restrictions on them. And it may turn out that they're actually better than the F-35. I mean, let's be honest, the F-35 is not exactly the F-35 is not exactly flying off the shelves. So, well, it's a piece of junk, let's be honest. It's very expensive. It doesn't perform very well. And a lot of countries were encouraged to be committed to it early on. And they're committed to it early on. But I'm sure by now they're having second thoughts. Okay. Let me just answering some email here. All right, here's an article that came out of Zero Hedge. Defense contractors are tightening their grip on our government, which has kind of been a problem all along. Harry Truman had to deal with that prior to World War II. And this article starts out talking about President Eisenhower warning of the unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. And what we have today is probably far worse than Eisenhower ever dreamed. When you look at a corporation, the size and political clout of a Lockheed Martin. And Lockheed Martin now receives up to $50 billion, with a B, in government contracts, a sum larger than the operating budget of the State Department. That's where all our money is going. We're on a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's where all the money is going. And unfortunately, our military-industrial complex is producing junk. Very expensive junk, but it's still junk. Whether it's the F-35, the F-22, which is still asphyxiating its pilots. You have the Gerald R. Ford that can't get those magnetic catapults to work. You have the Independence-class and Freedom-class littoral combat ships. Those are getting scrapped. They're going to start that program over from the beginning because of how poorly they formed. Then you have the Zumwalt so-called stealth destroyer, which isn't stealthy and which has got drivetrain problems. There's a major problem with our defense contractors. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Doug in Thailand, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike from Thailand, Sawadee. I'm
aloha.
Interested to talk about a little personal account of, regarding the Malaysian Airlines. I had a ticket. I went round trip from Malaysia to Taiwan and back, but I bought the ticket ahead of time. They were real helpful. Got it on the phone, cheap, and they gave me a $20 booster to get from Langkawi to KL on the connector. It was unbelievable. But then on the when I'm a year on that ticket, they had the disappearing one, and I go back, and the day I'm trying to get out of there, the newspaper's reporting the crash in Ukraine.
Okay.
So I was there, and I had to go to the airport because I missed my trip. It was just a screwed day for me, and I end up at the desk of Malaysia Airlines in the KL airport where the plane never arrived the same night, basically. Bad move, you could say. You could see the security guys.
Well, I mean,
it was just feeling like... And the thing is, the airline was destroyed. I mean, they were 80% lost. And you really wonder. I mean, it was already talk. I ended up going back and forth out to the airport and to town, all this, because I was off schedule and new ticket, all that. Talking to bus drivers, talking, you know, people saying, that's just like somebody's doing this stuff. But it's all talk, and that's all I had to say about it, really. Except you really want to... What about the flight controller in Ukraine? Why was that one flight sent? I mean, that's the crux of it. And Mahathir is not buying the report from the U.S. side or the... No, it's not. It's the EU, isn't it? Or international court?
Yeah. Well, it's the international investigation. It's not really a court. And despite being so-called an international investigation... It's clearly biased toward blaming Russia for everything.
Yeah, well, you think if they could really get to the crux of who's telling the why would the decision of send it up there on that very dangerous flight path? Well, yeah, I just thought you'd mention the SAO call, and hi, good luck to you also with your move.
All right, well, thank you very much. But, I mean, you raised one of the important points there, that Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 was literally directed over an active combat zone, which it shouldn't have been.
But and illegally, it wasn't like they were sending flights. It was the only one they sent that way. I mean, it's just
that's right.
A standout fix, you know, from it to me. That's the one. Okay, thank you, Mike. I'm going to run.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. All right. All right. Thank you for the phone call. I remember when I was doing some work for Abels, and I was in Munich and flipping back and forth to Milan every week. It was a heck of a schedule. And on the 27th of December, 1985, I had to go through the airport in Vienna. And I went through there just an hour after terrorists set off a bomb. And there was just blood everywhere. And outside the airport, of course, there were all these military vehicles and everything. But it was my first experience with this kind of event, if you will. Okay, so now, apparently the United Nations has reached an agreement with Yemen rebels to resume food deliveries. So the World Food Program has reached an agreement in principle with Yemen's Houthi rebels to resume food aid to areas they control. Well, notice the word rebel, because the Houthis represent the Yemen people who want control of their government, control of their country, back in the hands of Yemenites and out of the hands of this so-called internationally approved, U.S.-approved puppet regime. But because officialdom has recognized this internationally approved government, obviously the Houthis, well, they must be rebels. So anyway, corporate media is out there basically hitting Iran with more and more propaganda, and coverage of the Iran nuclear issue has been sort of off balance and biased for many years. And right now, they're engaged in some serious crisis building between Washington and Tehran. Now, Iran has responded to Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal by resuming the stockpiling of low-enriched uranium, removing the cap on the level of uranium enrichment, and resuming work at the Arak nuclear reactor, while making it very clear these steps would be immediately reversed if the United States agreed to full compliance. In other words, if the U.S. comes back in to the P5+1 deal, Iran will shut it all down. Now, what Iran is doing right now is symbolic. They're not enriching uranium to the levels needed for nuclear weapons. They're not building nuclear weapons. They're simply sort of stepping over the red line a little tiny bit. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yes, once again, Republic Broadcasting has their hand out saying, we need you. Republic Broadcasting wants you. We need your help. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1. And that's during business hours, extension 3, at all other times. All righty. Now, for some reason, the Central Intelligence Agency wants to make it easier to jail journalists. And apparently nobody in Congress really seems to be objecting a huge amount. So the CIA is out there pushing for expansion of a 37-year-old law that would deter journalists from covering national security issues or reporting on leaked documents. And thanks to a delusion, CIA case officers Action 75, there are currently a few limits on what can or can't be reported about covert operatives working overseas. In 1975, Philip Agee published a memoir about his years with the CIA. Attached to his memoir, which detailed his growing discontentment with the CIA's clandestine support of overseas dictators, was a list of 250 CIA agents or informants. In response to this disclosure, Congress passed the Intelligence Identities Protection Act, which criminalized disclosing the identity of covert intelligence agents. So be careful what you write out there. All right, Concerned Veterans for America. This is a conservative veterans group. They're planning to launch, actually as of today, a new digital ad thanking select Republican lawmakers for their recent vote to require congressional input before taking any military action against Iran. In other words, they're basically applauding Congress' attempt to take back control of the war-making authority as given to Congress by the Constitution. The president is not allowed to declare war on his own. Only Congress can declare war. At least that's the way it started out. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there flapping her gums again, accusing President Trump of putting millions of Americans in danger with his violent rhetoric. Well, I've listened to his rhetoric. I'm not feeling particularly endangered. But I think Alexandria is starting to self-destruct. She's playing the victim card a little too hard here. Representative Al Green, who led that failed attempt to get an impeachment vote against Trump, was being interviewed by CNN. And they asked him about that failed impeachment vote, and he just got up and left. It's always a bad move, but apparently that's it. All right, over in Israel, there's been another eviction, this from the Siam family for their home in the heart of occupied East Jerusalem. And this is after a 25-year legal battle against a powerful settler organization. So the settler organization literally got the courts to say, yeah, you can take the house. And so the Siam family's defeat represented much more than just another eviction. It was intended to land a crushing blow against the hopes of some 20,000 Palestinians living in the shadow of the old city walls and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Dozens of families in the Silwan neighborhood have endured the same fate as the Siams, and the Israeli courts have approved the imminent eviction of many hundreds more Palestinians from the area. But unlike those families, the Siams' predicament briefly caught public attention. That was because one of them, Jawad Siam, had become the figurehead of Silwan's resistance efforts. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over at CNN, their ratings numbers continue to plunge. And a lot of people are starting to call CNN the lie factory. Actually, they've been calling that for a while. And they're collapsing. They're absolutely falling apart. CNN abandoned real journalism, and they just chose to become a propaganda ministry for the Democratic National Committee and the corrupt upper echelons of CIA and FBI. And after 3 years of telling the most outrageous lies ever associated with an alleged news organization or an alleged democracy, CNN viewership is collapsing. And their viewership has shrunk by 40%. And it's getting worse. Nobody likes a liar. And we're getting close to 1984 here, but we're not yet at the point where we're forced to watch just one channel on our view screens in our homes. We still have a choice. We don't have to watch CNN. We don't have to watch MSNBC. We don't have to watch Fox News. We can watch Republic Broadcasting. And hopefully you'll support Republic Broadcasting. All righty. Apparently over at Netflix, they've decided to go into original content, and they're borrowing heavily to do that. It's a serious, serious gamble. And I've noticed that a lot of these private channels like Amazon Prime or Netflix or Hulu are trying to produce original content to lure people in. I'm not sure that's a good business model, because the people who are already inclined to pay the money to be members of Netflix are already members of Netflix. And I don't know that original content is going to pull more people in. So that's just my opinion. Over at naturalnews.com, they have a very alarming article here. Shoppers are starting to notice the effects of the abysmal growing season here in the United States, as grocery stores in various parts of the country are having to post signage explaining that food shortages are the reason why their shelves are unusually bare. And they're talking specifically about canned vegetables, which is starting to run out at grocery stores across America. And we told you this was going to happen. It's a poor harvest season. And at a Kroger supermarket, one shopper snapped a photo of the sign in the canned vegetable aisle that reads, "Due to a poor harvest season, we're experiencing shortages on many of our canned vegetable items. We hope to be back in stock by the end of August. You won't be, I'm sorry." Similar signs at the Walmart. Mother Nature does not like the United States of America. We've had the floods. We've had the storms. And it's just really trashed our Midwestern states' farming land. And in other news, apparently out in Los Angeles, they're facing an imminent outbreak of bubonic plague. And Dr. Drew Pinsky is saying this is because of the growth of the homeless population and the failure of state and local authorities to deal with the rodent problems. So, machete murders and bubonic plague. Welcome to Los Angeles. Hope you enjoy the place here. And Dr. Drew has made his comments during a Periscope broadcast by Scott Adams, who's become a popular political pundit with a daily live audience of thousands of people. We linked to him as well. I was a big Dilbert fan. So, all righty. The other day we were talking about how the new security-only update for Windows 10 installed Microsoft telemetry and snooping. And everybody's saying, well, maybe it's a mistake, maybe it's maybe that. It turns out the new Windows 7 security-only update also installs telemetry and snooping. So they're back to basically keeping an eye on your computer here. Alrighty, there is yet another Windows 10 bug. This is in Windows 10 version 1903. Regarding remote desktop connections, showing just a black screen. So remote desktop will not work. Apparently this affects certain older GPU drivers, including drivers, the Intel 4 series of integrated GPUs, and a black screen will be shown. Okay. And apps styling itself as a more feature-rich, unofficial version of Telegram was installed over 100,000 times from Google Play, only to provide minimum messaging services and to promote malicious websites. Named Mobonogram 2019, the app used code from the legitimate Telegram messenger and added a few scripts that ran in secret on the infected devices to help with persistence and with loading URLs received from the command server. By the time security researchers found the malicious app, its developer, RAMCal Developers, had already pushed 5 updates to the official Android store. Now, at this point, I'm ready to say that malware and cybercrime have become major, major problems, major threats to our society, and yet we can't seem to get anybody in the government interested in doing anything about it. Their attitude is, how should I say, very casual. Kind of makes you wonder, are they in league with the malware writers, the cyber criminals? So, let's see. Just got an email here. You look to be in severe pain. Have you seen a doctor regarding your back? Not yet. I'm just on pain meds. But yeah, earlier this week I wrecked my back. Some of this work stuff for the move here. And we just got word that the person we hired to help us over this weekend yard sale will not be showing up when we thought she was. So it's a problem. Anyway. All right, the FBI finally did something good. In an FBI flash alert, the FBI has released the master decryption keys for the Gand Crab ransomware versions 4, 5, 5.0.4, 5.1, and 5.2. Using these keys, any individual or organization can create and release their very own Gand Crab decryptor. So, good. At least somebody's trying to deal with the situation. All right, there was a new U.S. campaign calling for a moratorium on facial recognition surveillance. Now, a lot of this is coming from the illegal immigrants who don't want facial recognition to be used to identify illegal immigrants. And normally I would say, let's go ahead and do that. But the fact of the matter is that the success rate of facial recognition has been very poor. And something like 80% of the hits it gets are bogus. And with a failure rate like that, I don't think this should be in the public, illegal immigration or not. I think we have to hold all of this technology to a higher standard, that it shouldn't just be thrown out there into the marketplace without really knowing what it can do. All right, Google has announced they're killing Project Dragonfly. This is their China search engine project that was going to be filtered. And they were working on it back last year. Pardon me. And Google hasn't ruled out the possibility of doing other projects for the Chinese government, but this one apparently is now dead. And I know that's going to make a lot of the Chinese people happy. It's probably going to make a lot of the American people happy, because they don't want that technology coming here. All right. Story coming out of LifeSite News. Parents explode as Republicans refuse to defend kids from library drag queens. We have been seeing this. Pardon me. Hang on a second. We've been seeing this for quite some time, where they have these drag queen reading hours in public libraries that kids are exposed to. And a lot of parents are becoming very upset, saying that, no, in point of fact, we don't want our kids exposed to this. They're too young. They don't understand what it is they're dealing with. And we just don't think it's a good idea. So parents are expecting the Republicans to try and fix this. This story focuses on Lexington Park, Maryland, and angry local parents led by a mass resistance Maryland mother stormed their local county commission meeting on Tuesday evening with a strongly worded outrage testimony. They demanded the officials deal with the horror at the local public library. And apparently back on June 23rd, a drag queen story hour took place at the Lexington Park Public Library, where homosexual men dressed as garish women read LGBT-affirming storybooks to young children ages 3 to 8. They also conducted a drag queen makeup tutorial for tweens and teens, children 9 to 19 years old. Their stated goal, to capture their imagination and give kids positive and unabashedly queer role models. Well, I can understand why parents would be concerned about that. These kids are really too young to be exposed to such things. When they get older and they want to find out for themselves, that is very different. But to have the public libraries drag in these kids and expose them to this, I can see why the parents are angry. I'd be angry if I had a kid. I'd be furious. Okay. I think we mentioned this briefly, but, you know, there's a lot of controversy around FaceApp. And apparently one of the big issues is that if you use FaceApp and you use its filters to alter your face, FaceApp owns all the rights to the images. They're claiming they have rights to the images. They can grab. This is why you need to read the terms and conditions before you download some of these things. I don't know why anybody would want the rights to my face, but it's an issue. Okay. As I mentioned at the top of the show, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing. And in the spirit of political correctness, the New York Times and the Washington Post have blasted the space program as mostly white and male and guilty of gender bias. Well, I have something to share from the inside of NASA. Okay? Those of us who worked inside of NASA, I worked Viking, Voyager, and Apollo 12 post-mission. We wanted there to be more diversity. We wanted there to be more women. They just weren't there. They weren't getting the necessary degrees at college. We wanted to have more women there because more opportunities for dating, more opportunities for a social life. They just weren't there. And we need to be very careful looking at this and understand that a lot of what is now being portrayed as gender bias was simply the fact that people of color, and women just weren't going for those degrees the way the rest of us were. We wanted there to be women there. We absolutely did. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I notice on Fox News, they're talking about the new trailers just out for Top Gun Maverick. They're trying to wring one more movie out of that concept. And apparently Tom Cruise is coming back as Maverick, as an obviously much older flight instructor. So we'll see. I mean, it was a fun movie to watch. I mean, it drove up enlistment. I mean, everybody was signing up with the Navy, wanting to be a naval aviator. In fact, it was such a phenomenon that the Air Force came on out sort of encouraged a Nicolas Cage film called Firebirds to boost enlistment in the helicopter corps. So we'll see. All righty. They had heavy rain in Washington, D.C. on Monday, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went into full scare the masses mode. Oh, it's the end of the world. The sky is falling. It's just, it's just coming on down. And, well, actually, she made a concern about the 90-degree weather in Alaska. And 90 degrees sounds like it's very hot. And a lot of parts of the country reached 90 degrees this week. And we reached 90 degrees out here in Hawaii. But the hottest temperature ever recorded in Alaska was in Fort Yukon in 1915, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. In Fairbanks, it hit 96 in 1969. And Juneau, 90 in 1975. So about that summer rain, Kevin Williams, a 40-year meteorologist, slapped down with a tweet for fear-mongering in less time it takes to open a rappel windproof travel umbrella, basically pointing out that the amount of rain that fell in Washington, D.C., wasn't really all that much. It didn't even fall in to the 10 heaviest 24-hour rainstorms on record in D.C. But the Democrats are out there still pushing human-caused global warming. Got to buy carbon credits. Got to pay carbon taxes. I'm going to make that happen here. So even the climate fear-mongering Washington Post had to admit that the maximum zone of rain was as narrow as it was intense. Totals in Washington's western suburbs were actually considerably lower, with 1.05 inches recorded at Dulles International Airport. At Baltimore-Washington International Marshall Airport, only 0.74 inches fell. So they're still out there pushing that global warming stuff. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.